Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, and in this, the 24th of those Cheshbonos. The Chovos HaLevavos, as we left him last week, was reminding us that we have to really understand that we have to find God even in things that we know from the time we are young. So today, the Chovos HaLevavos also reminds us that that's not true in just the Torah that we studied when we were young. It's also true in the tefillah that we say every day. It's exciting when the Daf Yomi also comes around with a similar idea. And we pointed this out, I believe, in Shabbos' Daf Yomi, where we pointed out the understanding that a person who gets involved in a situation where he makes his tefillah keva, and one of the definitions of keva was something that has no newness to it. Well, the Chovos HaLevavos wants us to understand that when we get involved in speaking with God, we need to find some newness there within. We need to know what we're doing, whom we're speaking to, where the nuance is, where's the excitement, where's the new things that we are going to be looking for. We have a responsibility to find those things within tefillah every day. Where and how we've been reciting that comma all the time always makes the difference. I remember a guy that was a very learned man, a very nice learned man in my parents' shul when I was growing up, and he used to constantly challenge me with new ideas. And when he used to lead Psukei DeZimra every day, every Shabbos morning in the early minyan, he used to begin the Hallelujah, the end of the third Hallelujah, by reciting Yehallelu Hashem Hashem Ki Nizgav Shemo Levado Hodu Al Eretz Hashamayim, and he would insist on it. And I remember when Shabbos he came to challenge me because he heard me use the phrase Hodo Al Eretz Hashamayim, which by the way happens to be the way it appears. And so he came over to tell me how I need to learn how to read Ivra correctly and berated me. I stopped and told him, my dear friend, the word is Hodo, God's glory is on the land and the earth. Not we should thank the land and the earth. There are two very, very different meanings. He was very upset. I pointed out to him, don't you know when we sing, when we bring the Sefer Torah back, Hallelujah Hashem Hashem Ki Nizkav Shemo Levado? And he said, yeah, there the word is Hodo Al Eretz V'Shamayim. I said, it's the same phrase from Tehillim. Well, this very nice man ran upstairs, checked every single sitter in the shul, and then came back and told me, for 7 years, I've been saying Hodu every single day. Hodu Al Eretz Hashamayim. And it became a force of habit. And today I learned something valuable, that every day tefillah has to be new. That every day tefillah has to have a sense of excitement with it. And you have to pay attention to what the words mean, because it really makes a difference. A very valuable lesson. We say every morning, every afternoon, and every evening, V'la malshinim al tisikva, let the wanton sinners be uprooted and broken over. Utemager. Do we really understand what the word temager means? When we turn around and we say Shalom Shabbos, or say v'hachalitzenu, what does hachalitzenu mean? I remember the great Rabbi Danny Frankel in the same shul that I grew up in used to always turn around and test the word of the week. And I remember when he would get to the word bagalo b'zman kariv, which means speedily in our days, he would turn and he would ask the entire room, high schoolers and collegiates, yeshiva day school and beyond experts, what does bagalo mean, and how many people would say in a wagon? And he would laugh and say, God doesn't appear in a wagon. God doesn't come in a wagon. We need to think of what we're saying. And we need to understand that as well as we understand the words of tefillah, even if we were to be Mr. Art Scroll himself, we still have to develop a newness and a new appreciation for tefillah. In fact, the Chovos HaLevavos comes along and says, this is the secret of the Yetzer Hara, to get us complacent, to tell ourselves, we know what we're saying already, let's just fly through it. But that's really, really a sense of gaiva, a sense of haughtiness, and a sense of laziness that comes about. It's the Yetzer Hara's handiwork to not allow us to develop a newness, because if we were to develop that newness with God, we would develop a deeper relationship, and this scares the Yetzer Hara. No, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, we have a responsibility. Hachacham inav berosho. Koheles tells us that the wise person keeps his eyes in his head. He's always looking, always knowing, looking to know something to be learned, even in all situations. Something brand new that I didn't pay attention to, a nuance in something that I had studied in the past. On the opposite, Kohelis warns us, Ksil b'choshech holeich, the fool walks in the darkness. He sees nothing. He just continues to go based on rote, based on his own memory. Hachacham eina b'rosho, open your eyes. Pay attention. Look for something new in things that you've been doing all your whole entire life. Look for something new in the Torah that you're learning. Look for something new in the tefillah that we utter. If we do that, we each day will become a great day, and we will fulfill the dictum, es mispar yamecha amale, all our days will be fulfilled. Have a great day.